because of you. And I just want to be reminded of that. I want your word to speak to these men as it's spoken in my heart. So simple, so easy. It's you, Lord. And make your word come alive to us. Pray your spirit would come and teach us and guide us and lead us into all truth. And ultimately, Lord, you would be glorified and magnified in this place this morning as we exalt you, as we want to glorify you, Jesus. You're so worthy of all honor and praise, the work that you've done, and the grace you've given. Oh, God, we thank you. Be with this time, Lord. Remove me. Speak. Please, I ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. My name is Jordan. It's a privilege to be able to stand before you guys. My wife and I, my family, are on the cusp of the beginning stages of moving and down to a little island called St. Kitts. It's in the Caribbean. We're going to go down there and work alongside some missionaries, Brandon and Wendy. Well, I'm sure a lot of you guys can remember. It's an exciting time. January 11th is kind of our go date. And so we're making some preparations and excited what the Lord is doing. But Ron said I couldn't talk about it, so I'm not going to. Said I'm not allowed to. I don't know why. But it's a good thing because God has put something else. I just wanted to mess with him and say it just to be disobedient. I'm kidding. Go to Colossians, if you would. And I just want to, like, super simple, like, what did I wake up to this morning? As a follower of Christ, what did I wake up to? And what am I going to walk in today? And is today a good morning? It's like, oh, it's a good morning today. It is a good morning. I woke up to something incredible. You and I woke up to Jesus, being hidden in him. What does that mean? What's the fullness of understanding that I'm in Christ today? Oh, I just want to be reminded as my day begins what he's done. And allow that power and the understanding of his grace and his cross to make me usable today, that he would receive glory. Colossians chapter 1, starting in verse 12. It's not the greatest place to start, but it's kind of in the middle of something, but it's all right. It says, giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. He's delivered us from the power of darkness, and he's conveyed us into the kingdom of his Son of his love. Go down to 19. For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself. By him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. And you who were once alienated and enemies in your mind, by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy, blameless, and above reproach in his sight. It's a good morning, isn't it? I mean, it's like you read this stuff. How can it be? How is this true? Is this real? Am I reading these words? And what kind of traction does this have in my life this morning? Is this something worth waking up to every morning and remembering? Of what Christ has done for me and for you, right? As men of God, look at this. 10 things just in this. I wanted to read through them and then, you know, talk. But I just want to soak this up. And I want to say thank you, Lord, for what you've done. We are partakers of an inheritance, it says, that I have at my disposal the kingdom of God, like my Father's inheritance, right? All of it. The power that comes with, wow, at my disposal because of his grace, he's given it to us. What does that mean, man? I mean, that's powerful stuff. Illustration. I've been looking forward to this time, not this, I just found out a couple days ago, but this time, you know, the men's advance for weeks and weeks. And there was one thing I was super excited to do. I was excited to get lost on Friday in the woods. And hang out with the Lord, right? I got a hammock and I string a hammock up and I just chill. Just hang out, get in the Word and pray. And I'm out there finally and I go way as far back as I can, right? And I string it up and it's a nice little hill and, birds are chirping. And I look over and I see a house. I'm like, oh man, a house, and I hear people talking, and it's like, I don't want that at all. I want to be alone. They went inside, it was great. So I'm hanging out with the Lord and just having a wonderful time. And all of a sudden, I don't know if you guys were around on Friday, some of you were golfing, you might have experienced it, but it was like sprinkling on and off. And I'm sitting in my hammock, and I can look around, and I can see there's like not really rain clouds, but it starts to rain. And I'm like, Lord, why? I just want to hang out with you. I've been looking forward to this. I don't want to have it interrupted. And so I'm like, Lord, I'm your son, right? And I remember walking through this, I'm thinking, you know what? I know that Jesus commanded the storms to stop. He commanded some rain to end, and the, you know, guys in the Old Testament prophets did it. And so I'm thinking, this is going to sound stupid, but I'm going to go for it. Lord, in faith, I am going to rebuke the rain, and I'm going to ask that I would be able to sit here and not be bothered and to continue to do it. And it was one of those things where I felt like I need to actually say it, and then I need to, I was kind of like huddled up, you know, like I had wrapped the hammock around me, and I was just grumbling. That's like, the Lord is like, I need to open my hammock up, and I need to sit up Indian style, and I'm going to get back, I'm going to open my arm, I'm going to get back to it in faith. I don't care if the rain's not going to hit my Bible. And so I rebuke that in the name of Jesus, and I get up, and by golly, nothing happened. It kept raining. It didn't stop. But the Lord spoke to me, man. First, I can't command anything with the rain. I don't have that ability. I don't know if it's a spiritual gift or what, but I don't have it. It kept raining, and I had to huddle over it and get wet. It was on and off. But man, it was like, am I not worth getting rained on? It's like, oh man, let it pour, right? I mean, this is good stuff. It's a good morning. And he's worth getting rained on. We know that. That seems so small and duh, but man, he's so worth it. Just look at this. I'm going to read again. He has delivered us from the power of darkness. Right on. That is awesome. I've been delivered. I couldn't have done it myself, right? We couldn't have done it ourselves. Trapped forever. And here comes our Savior, our Redeemer, Jesus. Takes us out of the kingdom of that darkness. He transfers us, something we could have never done once again. He transfers us into the kingdom of His Son. Yes. Yes. I am a son. I mean, I am a son. We know that. I'm a steward. I'm a servant. I'm a doulos of the Most High God. That's who we are. That's what I woke up to today. It's like, oh, I've been redeemed. Couldn't have done that myself. Man, that's by His grace, isn't it? I've been redeemed. I've been forgiven. We stand, we sit, we listen to the Word of God, redeemed and forgiven. Oh, let that resonate within me, that I would walk in it today, empowered by His cross and His goodness. I now have peace. Isn't that awesome? What a profound thing to think about in the depth of what we have. And prior to the Lord, every one of you know, whether it's from the pit of who knows what or who knows our stories, but I have peace. Right, Ephesians 2:14, for He Himself has become our peace. That personal relationship with Jesus Christ, ending the war that was going on. That we lost. We surrender. I now have peace. Peace has been made through the blood of the cross. We're no longer at enmity with Him. This is good stuff. Praise the Lord. We've been reconciled. The last three things on this particular scripture. Oh, let's just read the verse because it's good. It's there in verse 22. In the body of His flesh through death, He can now present you holy, blameless, and above reproach in His sight. Something we could have never done. Something I don't even understand today as I stand here and proclaim and speak words of His word. It's like, I'm holy, blameless, and above reproach in His sight because of what Christ has done by His grace and His grace alone. I couldn't do that. I mean, and you guys know, progressively, that's not where I'm at. I sin. I struggle, but the Lord sees me as that. As I'm hidden in Christ, which we'll go to here in a second. As I'm hidden in Him, this is me. Holy, blameless, and above reproach in His sight. That's what Christ has done for us. It's a good morning, isn't it? I mean, that is a reason to be so excited to take and draw breath this morning. to think about my family at home, my wife and three kids, my wife is pregnant, to think, man, I have been given life and it's so worth it. And I can go home and I can be a man because of what he's done. Everything, this whole list, all that is powerful stuff that I have been freed. Oh, this is good. Holy, blameless, and above reproach in his sight. It is a good morning. Go to Romans chapter 6. We'll start in verse 6, which is a weird beginning, kind of. Romans chapter 6, starting in verse 6. And man, just praise the Lord when we read this, but knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. And now if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. I'm sorry. Yeah, and death no longer has dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all, but the life that he lives to God. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal bodies that you should obey its lusts. We are free, right? Like we woke up this morning, free men. No longer held down by the bondage of sin. By his grace, I have been made free. Those are things I know, right? Like as a Christian, I read those things and I know it. But there is a depth that's in that that I just want to, Lord, help me understand it more. That I have been freed. What does it mean to be free? What does it mean to open my eyes and put my feet on the floor at the beginning of the day and walk free from sin? Thank you, Lord. Something only he could have done. And when you go back to what Colossians said and all that work that was done on the cross, we now see the completion of it, kind of the application of it. I'm free. Oh, this is good. I am dead to sin. Romans chapter 6, verse 11 has been my theme since August. I went to a man conference in Crawfordsville. Eric Ludi was teaching. And he does this little trick where he backs you into a corner. And he says, you guys believe that, God can't lie. He makes you confess. I confess God cannot lie. He says, you believe the word of God is the word of God? I believe the word of God is the word of God, right? We're confessing it as men. I believe the word of God can't lie, that everything within it is true. Yeah, absolutely. And he goes, well, let's turn to Romans chapter 6. He proceeded to go through, and for whatever reason, man, the light bulb clicked in my mind, and verse 11 was like, oh, reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus, that sin has no power over me anymore. In Christ, right? If I step outside of Christ, man, I'm hurting, I'm in trouble. But in him, hidden within that work that he has done, oh, sin can't do anything. I no longer have excuses. I no longer can justify. I just need to run to Jesus. It's a simple thing. We understand it, but there's something so profound, I know. And I just look at this and it's like, Lord, you're so good. I don't deserve a bit of this stuff. And it's only by his grace that it's been given. It's like, oh, I can't earn it. I can't please him more. I can't please him less. The work that I do or the overcoming of sin is done in him. Everything is just him. And so what I do is no longer this thing. It's no longer this, I'm working, I gotta do this to please him, I gotta have this condemnation. No, everything I do, because of what Christ has done, as I'm hidden in him, everything we do is worship. Everything we do is an act of worship because I don't have to do it anymore. I get to do it. It's by his grace. It's through the power of his spirit. It's just an act of worship. Whether it's teaching, whether it's talking, it's whether it's praying with your wife, it's an act of worship. Man, it's good. I mean, all the weight of performance, all the weight of needing to do something has now been lifted off. And I just, oh, the Lord just says, come to me, right? It's like, yes, I can do that. And you guys know as we walk as men, as we look at our marriages, as we look at the way we raise our kids, as we look at the way we handle and deal with situations and circumstances within ministry and other things, I fail And the enemy comes and he says, look at this. You don't deserve, you have no right to teach the word of God. You have no right to lead a youth group. And it's like, oh, you're so right. And it's like you just retreat back to the grace that God has given. And it's in him anyway. I must go back to who Christ is. And it's just so sweet. It frees you. You guys, I'm sure at times you've felt the weight of sin as I lose sight of what Christ has done, as the things of this world and the circumstances come around me. I lose sight. My focus, the sharpness of the image of Christ begins to blur, becomes a bokeh as I look over here at the stuff in this world. And but he says, I fix my eyes. That's what this morning is. I want to fix my eyes on Christ and his work that he's done, to be reminded of the power that is there and what he's done. His love for me. Nothing frou-frou-y. Nothing that wants, I don't want to feel loved. I want to recognize and walk in the fact that I'm loved. And the power of the cross. It's nothing, frivolous about it. I don't know. Like, I just think of a frou-frou. I don't even know what that word means, but it sounds like thing I'm trying to articulate, you know. I don't want that. Whatever that might be, I don't want it. It's a good morning, isn't it? I mean, you guys, we look at this stuff, and what else can we do but just thank God and praise him? Oh, he's good. And I get to do that with my life now. I don't have to. I'm holy, blameless, and above. You guys remember that? I mean, I'm holy, blameless, and above reproach in his sight. By his grace. That means that as I move forward and I go eat breakfast, it's worship. When I thank him for the food, it's worship. When I talk to a person, when I minister, it's worship. It's just, here I am, Lord, offering myself to you. Man, it's good. I mean, it is good to be a Christian. That word obviously probably comes so short of really being able to show us what it really means, but it's like, what else can I do but just grunt and shake my head in hands? It's like, oh, he's just so good. I want that to come alive in me. I want to be reminded of it. I want to have that just resonate within my soul that he is good, that he has freed me, that we can now walk out of this building holy, blameless, and above reproach, freed from sin in Christ. We have an inheritance that no man can take from us, that our Father loves us and has given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. Oh, it's a good morning. Yes. Oh, let's pray and then go eat. Lord, you're so good. And I'm so grateful that you've given us your word. And in it, there are the facts. There's the reality and the truth of what you've given us. And you alone are worthy of all glory, honor, and praise. And as men today, Lord, may we worship you with our lives, because only you are worthy of it. There is nothing else on this planet, nothing else on this world that is more worthy than you, of our complete surrender and complete devotion to you. God, we thank you for your grace. We thank you that you've delivered us from the kingdom of darkness, and you've transferred us in the kingdom of your Son. The position that we have, Lord, is a position we could have never gained on our own through our greatest efforts. But you have done it. For that, we praise you. And as men, God, we want to glorify your name. We want you to be exalted in and through our lives today. Remind us of what you've done, Lord. Help us to stay positioned in you. Jesus, that if we are in you, it is awesome. What more can we say but thank you, Lord? Go before us today and allow these things to just sink in. Help us to learn to walk according to the facts of your word and not the feelings and the experience that I see and sense so often in my life, Lord. You are good, and it is a good morning today. Lord, go before us. Grow us as men. Prepare us for the battles back home, that we would walk victorious in you. I praise you. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.